the fifth parak of Shmona Prakim. So we saw the last time the beginning, in which he talks about the goal of putting all of the focusing one's activities towards Hasagas Hashem. Focus one's activities towards a developed relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and developing an understanding and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the mundane activities of life, eating and drinking, and intimacy and sleeping and getting up and exercise and rest and so on and so forth. So if I think about what the ultimate purpose is, that this will provide me with a healthy guf for my neshama to enable me to accomplish greater avos Hashem and greater connection with Ribbono Shel Olam, and greater kiyum hamitzvos, greater understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then I've transformed these mundane activities into mitzvos. And he said that's also going to be true in terms of adopting a healthy lifestyle. I adopted a healthy lifestyle just because that's what I want to do, or there's a sense of cheshbon. I'm adopting a healthy lifestyle so that I'll have a longer, healthier life, and there'll be more opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's transformed, I'm seeking to lose weight, I'm seeking to rethink the way I eat, the way I sleep, so on and so forth. There's a sense of ultimate purpose beyond just, I'd like to be healthier, or what I want to be healthier. So to the extent that there's that awareness and sense of purpose, I've transformed it. I think we left off last time, the bottom of page, Reish Mem Beis, he sort of expanding this idea. Well, what he's ultimately going to quote the end of the parak, the pasuk from Mishlei, B'chol Drachecha De'ehu, the imperative to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of your ways. B'chol Drachecha De'ehu. So Rambam both here and in Mishnah Torah sees as the mitzvah that one is accomplishing this way. To know HaKadosh, to inject Yedias Hashem into all the different sorts of things that I do, or that all the different sorts of things that I do be paths that lead to Yedias Hashem. Here, the Ipavrei Reish Mem Beis, it talks about studying mathematics, something close to my heart. V'chein kol ma shi'u midei min hachachmas v'hedias. Up until now, I was talking about activities. And different activities which are sort of fundamental life functions up until this point. The activities that we share with the rest of the animal kingdom, eating and drinking and sleeping and resting and taking exercise and intimacy. So how those could all be, rather than just mere neutral animal activities, those could be raised and elevated and made sublime through a sense of purpose. Then he says, how about intellectual pursuit? Whatever a person studies, if it's a discipline that gets you to greater understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's obviously going to be the case. What would that include? The Rambam certainly includes philosophy, and it certainly includes science. Something he talks about the beginning of this second parak of Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah opens the Sodi Torah. First part of Sodi Torah is a little bit of understanding of who is this HaKadosh, but what do we understand about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then the next three Prakim, Prakim Beis Gimel Dalet, survey HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. And he opens that by saying, maybe it's the beginning of the third part. So the second parak is about Malachim, and then the third and fourth parakim are about the physical universe. So a survey of that which is terrestrial and that which is celestial. The skies, astronomy, the realm is taken astronomy, and then he talks about what's going on planet Earth, biology, chemistry, and so forth. And he opens those parakim by saying, look, we have a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a mitzvah to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be a reality in our lives. Reality in our lives is our thinking, and reality in our lives is emotion. How you can develop an emotional connection with one whom you cannot directly see or feel or touch or hear. It's a tall order. How do you develop an ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But it's a, this is a, avas Hashem is not, extra credit, icing on the cake. Avos Hashem is, nor is Avos Hashem even a peripheral mitzvah. Avos Hashem is one of the most central mitzvahs. Raya l'davar, we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to talk about Avos Hashem twice a day. The second pasuk in Kriyat Shema. It's supposed to remind ourselves multiple times a day that we're expected to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is obviously a very central mitzvah. And logically, it's a very central mitzvah. And it's real, real, real challenge. So how am I going to do that? So in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rabbi wrote, when he was somewhat younger, when he discusses the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, he says, learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, spend a lot of time thinking about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to lead our lives, the guidelines he gives us in the Torah, and that studying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom is one way to cultivate that sort of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Mishneh Torah, he highlights a different route, and he says, the study of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word, open up your eyes and take in the beauty of the Bria, and take in the profundity of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And that's a way to come, by studying the artist's work, you come to admire the artist. By studying the divine artist's work, come to admire and adore HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So bringing that back here, that's presumably what the Rambam has in mind. He says, when you're talking about studying different disciplines, so if it's a discipline that directly that can bring me towards Hasagas Hashem, I'm going to study biology, I'm going to study chemistry, I'm going to study astrophysics, I'm going to be marvel at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, so of course, that's a derech latachas lahi. If studying molecular chemistry, if studying quantum mechanics is a route to that goal of connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu ain mal daber ben. There's nothing to say. It's obvious. Now, again, nothing to say means I already explained why this is valuable, and I already explained specifically, as Rami said before, studying astrophysics would be the same as eating an apple. I could choose to make it meaningful, or I could choose to not make it meaningful. If I just eat the apple because I want the apple, so it remains a neutral activity. If I think about, if there's a sense of purpose, of ultimate purpose, I think about, you know, and we eat these apples can help me to maintain a healthy body, which in turn will move me forward, my Rosh Hashanah Kadosh Baruch Hu, then I've transformed eating the apple from something neutral to Bechal Dura Hecha Te'ehu, to a path towards Yedias Hashem. The same is going to be true if we're talking about studying the double helix. I can study the double helix just because it's fascinating, because that's my job, and then it's a neutral activity. Or if I see it as a, if I use it as a path towards Yedias Hashem, then I've transformed that time spent on the bio books, that time spent in the lab, into Bechal Dura Hecha Te'ehu. It's a quote. Once again, studying science, studying philosophy, it's a question of what my sense of purpose is. But it's certainly, nothing more needs to be said, means I've already, it clearly fits into this category of activities that could be transformed through a sense of purpose.
It's a lower level than learning Torah, though.
Yes, learning Torah is in and of itself a mitzvah. And in and of itself an extraordinarily sublime mitzvah.
So if I'm learning astrophysics with the right mindset.
So that's a mitzvah of Bechal Dura Hecha Te'ehu.
Which is
a mitzvah of Avos Hashem.
Which is a lesser.
Well, Talmud Torah, both. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. And Talmud Torah also, as well, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is also a route to Avos Hashem. I think there's some svarim that Torah is a celebrated stira, quote-unquote, between the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah. That's what some svarim present. Ah, stira. Rambam contradicts himself. Which is the route to Avos Hashem? Is it Talmud Torah, or is it studying science? So, pashtus, it's not a stira. I mean, there's more than one way to... So, if Torah has strategies, there can be multiple strategies, one of which he highlights in Sefer HaMitzvahs, a different way highlights the Mishnah Torah. They're both. Who is it? Francis Bacon? It's one of the two books that God wrote. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. And both are ways to come to appreciate and to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, and Talmud Torah, in addition to all this, Talmud Torah is, in and of itself, a mitzvah and a particularly powerful mitzvah. The Tanya writes, just putting together the other night, Mara Makam was from, he's speaking in YU this coming Sunday morning for Kol Yom Rishon. talking about the history of Tarshu HaPeh, the origins of Machlokas. What exactly did Moshe know? How much of Tarshu HaPeh did Moshe know? Do you know everything? Do you know some of it? Which itself is a very fascinating Machlokas. Rambam and Gaonim, I think we learned in these year, we learned a couple of years ago. We were working on the Rambam's Hakadama to Perush HaMishnah, it talks about that. Putting the Maram Kamos, the last one is this Tanya. There's a Tanya, I think it's in Parakeh. Talks about what's unique about Talmud Torah. Again, this is a metaphor that you have to appreciate, and it's also interesting from the epistemology, how you think about knowledge. He says, Akash Baruch Hu is beyond place and time. Place, space and time are dimensions that Kadosh Baruch Hu created within which, so the box, God creates a box called time and space, and then within that box he creates the entire material universe. Kadosh Baruch Hu is, again, a metaphor, outside of time and space, outside itself is a, we think in terms of space, we think, oh, Hashem is outside that. It's not a parameter and limits him. Time and space themselves are creatures of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, look, metaphorically speaking, we are surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, we're hugged by Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, embraces us and surrounds us, encompasses us. He says, Tanya writes, so when I do a mitzvah, so to speak, I'm embraced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hug, metaphorically speaking. He says, but when your mind apprehends an idea, so we would think of that, again, this is maybe an epistemological assumption, it's an assumption of how you think about knowledge. Tanya writes, when you think about an idea, so your mind surrounds that idea. Then, which that's meant literally, physically, or metaphorically, but so we talk about wrapping your mind around something. So, it says, when I think about an idea, my mind surrounds the idea. So if I can think about Hashem's wisdom, I am, in some sense, so to speak, metaphorically, I'm getting my arms around Him. Not only am I hugged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm only within His hug, but I'm in a certain sense, I'm hugging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I think it's meant metaphorically. I think it's meant literally. But in other words, but I think what the Tanya is capturing is of all the different ways to seek to form a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using your mind to form a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is particularly potent. And even though we think of the mind as sort of the least active, but in a certain sense, it's the most vigorous way, that the most robust way, the most proactive way that a person can reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to reach out to Him with action as well, with speech as well. But part of one of the ingredients in the recipe of our building relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mental. And the mental aspect, Tanya writes, sort of like the most robust, sort of counterintuitive, a little paradoxical. But again, that's how he understands. So he expresses the power of Talmud Torah as such a particularly potent way of building relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's absolutely true. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. Talmud Torah is a particularly remarkable mitzvah. Talmud Torah can get kulam. In addition to Talmud Torah being a way of building an avos Hashem. Algebra is not in of itself a mitzvah, but it might be a way. Astronomy, physics, and so forth, philosophy are not in of themselves mitzvahs, but if, as with eating, as with exercising, they can be transformed into mitzvahs. If I recognize if I engage in the activity with awareness of the divine purpose, the purpose they can serve in as a vehicle towards advancing my relationship with Kadosh Baruch. Okay, so he says, so science, philosophy, one can see how that could serve as a vehicle to bring me towards greater relationship with Kadosh Baruch. How about mathematics? Something that doesn't have this sort of obvious purpose. Kigon sheilos ha-algebra, sefer chaschei ha-charut va-tachbulos. What are all these about? So he conic sections, maybe. of Sheila has a long footnote. It talks about different. Different explanation. There may be titles of particular books about mechanics, about hydrodynamics, physics, mathematics. Ribu b'sheil zahandasa, which may be geometry, mishicha and mishkal, which may be some sort of static branch of mechanics. Harbei kayotzim zeh. So mathematics and physics. Where does that get you? Tia kavana bo chidur haseichel. So Rambam looks at math as an opportunity to sharpen the mind. Hergel hakoch hasichli b'darchei mofis, and train yourself in logical reasoning. Achiyusag l'adam kinyan yedias ha'hekesh ha'mofsim zulazav. So if you learn to think logically and you learn to reason things well, yelo zed derech la'agia b'al yedias amitas mitziusu yusav. It'll give me greater mental capacity to learn Torah. We would say in general, and specifically, greater mental capacity in terms of recognizing and apprehending the divine. So that too. If I study math and physics, perhaps if I play chess with an eye towards knowledge, this is fascinating, but this is a way of enhancing my mental tools. And that's something I can use towards ultimate purposes of Yedias Hashem. So I've just transformed the time spent studying math into Bechol Drachei Hada'ehu. Okay, so you spoke about physical, natural, animal activities, basic biological activities. You spoke about intellectual pursuits. And I said, let's talk about talking. We do, as human beings, we do a lot of that. Let's think about conversation. Rambam has famously later on, this is Shmona Prakim, is his Akdama to Pirkei Avos, deeper into the actual Mishnayos, he has a very famous discussion about different categories of speech. And he really gets started, and I believe there he refers back to this passage in the fifth of the eight Prakim. V'chein dibrui ha'od adam kulam. All of the speech in which we engage, all of, meaning, he already spoke about particularly intellectual conversation. We're talking calculus, we're talking chemistry, but let's move beyond that. Let's talk about conversation in general. Ein sarach sheidaber mash yavi bo to'elos l'nafsho. Ideally, what one needs to speak about is either things that are practically useful, a yidcha hezek minafsho megufo, something that will avoid injury. Okay, so taking care of myself practically. Oh, b'chachma. Oh, b'mala. Or a conversation about wisdom, a conversation about Torah, a conversation about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about theology, or a mala, which may mean, we're talking about sharpening one's mind, or sharpening one's midos. He spoke before about malos sichlios and malos midosios. Oh, b'shavach mala or me'ula. Or to speak in praise of, in favor of, a particular midah tova, mala, or a ma'ula, a person who possesses a particular midah tova, or gunus p'chisos o pachos, or to talk about why we look askance at a particular midah ra, or look askance at a person who is emblematic of midah ra. Says, what's that all about? Ki giduv mala bale chasronos v'ginu zichram. To explain why we disapprove of people who have terrible minos, or worse, rishayim, why are you doing that? You're just doing that because you like to talk about other people? Or is there a purpose? I don't want you to take him as role model. Here's a public figure, and people are looking up to him and say, why are you following that basketball player? He's not someone you should look up to. Look how he treats his wife. Look how that football player treats his wife. He treats his wife like a piece of garbage. Why would you want to look up to him? So I'm going to have a conversation like that. That's productive. That's productive because I'm seeking to ensure that people won't be taken by the magnetic personality and be drawn to imitate that person's poor midos. People will notice that's not who I want. I don't want to model myself after that Baal Midos wrote. I'm encouraging people not to copy what they're watching, what they're seeing. Hareza Nitzach, that's very valuable. Vihi Maila, and that's building ultimate Midos Tovos. And he says, how do I know? He says, look in Chumash. Hello, Terea Amar Yisala. Kamaseret Mitzrayim. Kamaseret Kanan. Torah says, don't act, don't be like the Mitzrayim. Don't be like the Kanan. That apparently is a meaningful statement. And, interesting, the Ram says, Sipur HaSodomian, the story, the narrative of Anshei Sodom and Chumash. What's it all about? Interesting take. Which part does he mean? He probably means, he sees this interaction between the people of Sodom and Lot. Right? The Malachim have already shown up, and then they try to bang the door down and extract these, they thought the Malachim were guests, and Lot has to rebuff them, and you see the depths to which they've sunken, and they're negotiating about Lot's daughters. So crass. The Ram says, why do we need to hear about that? Again, an entire chapter of thought, entire paragraph of thought in a couple of words. It says, Sipur HaSodomian. And we see that at least that piece of the story of Sodom is exactly trying to accomplish this. Giving us a sketch of who you don't want to be like. Don't be like these people. Look to what they think. V'chol t'sheba b'mikra, b'gnus ha'anashim b'alech ha'sonos v'ginu yizichem. You find throughout Tanakh passages that put down people who possessed all these chesronos, all these negative qualities, or passages in Tanakh which are full of shevach hatovim v'hagdal asam, looking after people who possess all sorts of fine midos. Hakavana bok mashe zacharti l'cha. The purpose is what we just discussed. K'sheyelchu b'nei adam b'derech elu v'yitzrachu b'derech ahem, to give people a sense of whom you want to cop, whom you want to emulate, and whom you want to, whose model you want to avoid. So think about the value of role models. The value of positive role models, people you're seeking to emulate, and the value of negative role models, whom you want to, look at that picture, look at that vignette of where a person can end up if he doesn't seek to build himself and to cultivate himself. The Rambam says, not only I read about it and I learned the parsha of Sodom and Chumash, so it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah per se, as well as sort of this exercise in building midos. Even if we're going to have a conversation, it's not about characters in Tanakh. The conversation is not about a fulfillment of Talmud Torah, but it's an opportunity to build midos. It's an opportunity to engage the mitzvah Lach Debedrachav. Let's talk about the public figures that you see. Let's talk about the sports figures that you see, depending on with whom I have this conversation. Let's think about what do you find impressive, what do you find repulsive? Which aspects are you seeking to to emulate, which are the aspects you're seeking to avoid? So that's indicated subtly. That's people can have those sorts of conversations for lots of different reasons. If it's just to gossip, that's no mitzvah. But if the purpose is that this is an opportunity for growth, it's a teachable moment for growth in midos, so that's b'chaver hechadehu. I've just transformed conversations about people, conversations about stories. It could be true with the characters in fiction as well. You have a book club. You have a literature class. Let's say people actually read the book. We're going to have a meaningful conversation about the book. So that could just be neutral. Okay, we spoke about a book. With a mitzvah, no. Or a conversation about a book could be a mitzvah. We could transform the b'chol drachecha de'ehu if the goal of the conversation about literature is to enable ourselves to grow midos. I think Ryan Lichtenstein once heard him say, he was talking about his approach. Aaron Lichtenstein's particular, his subset of Torah Mada was to see value not only in science and history and philosophy, also to see Torah Mada value in literature. Along these lines, said it's the way he put it. So I was heard him speaking to a group of Talmidim at YU. He said the study of psychology is usually the study of abnormal psychology. Right, the study of development, of child development. But the focus of psychology as a field focuses largely on aberrations. So this sort of disorder, that sort of disorder, says where are you gonna study normal psychology? Human nature. But there certainly are aspects of that in the field of psychology. Rav Aaron's take was that you can find in reading and studying good literature. The opportunity to get to know what makes people tick. The study of normal psychology. And where's the eternal value in that? It enables you to, if I understand people, practically speaking, I'll be able to operate more effectively in the world. And it'll enable me to take care of others. That's a whole host of Mitzvah L'Chavero. And it'll enable me to help others grow and help myself grow. And that's what the Rambam is focused on here. I look at different characters, and I look at different figures, and I look at how the decisions that people make and the sort of character that people seek to cultivate, good or bad, where that leads people. Yeah, I want to be like this, I want to be like that. And I'll learn to recognize different profiles and different aspects of personality, and then I can use that and help myself to grow, or present it to other people to help them grow. So that, if I engage in good literature with that particular kavana, I've transformed it from neutral into a neutral, assuming the content is kosher, it's neutral, but engaging with this kavana, I've transformed it into b'chol dra ha'achar de'ehu. And again, as I said before, it's a question what my kavana is. If it's not my kavana, I'm not engaging this with an eye towards how can I use this book to help myself grow, so then it's a missed opportunity. And it's a missed opportunity. Right? Rosenzweig pointed out to us more than once that if I actually see those who see potential religious value in literature, says if we see potential religious value in literature, we see as there's potential for Avos Hashem in reading good books. He said, that's not a source of license to just read whatever you want. He said, Adrab, if you actually see, we're actually really serious and genuine, but see the Avos Hashem potential in literature, so that calls for higher standards in the way you craft a syllabus. So not only, either way, you want what you're reading to be kosher. He said, number one, if I actually see this as a vehicle for Avos Hashem, all the more so I should care that it should be B'tachas HaKashrus. He said, more than that, if you actually believe that literature presents opportunities for Avos Hashem, so then in crafting a literature syllabus, I seek not only books that meet, state curricular requirements and that meet halachic standards of Kashrus, I'm also looking to pick those books that will advance the Avos Hashem goals that I have. If in 10th grade I see an opportunity to help kids develop their character, develop the self-awareness a certain way, so that they could grow into finer balanitos, so let's not just pick whatever everyone else is reading in 10th grade. What are the books that actually advance these goals? Clarity about those goals, about these b'chol dra ha'achar goals, then build the curriculum around that. And that's, again, that's rooted in this passage in the Rambam.